compliance with this immigration business.
What's that? What are your orders at?
That's your 11-1-14. It's 11-1-14. Here's the big difference.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Tell me again what you're talking about. What is that? The executive order to provide state compliance on what?
Well, right now it's on highways, but it's a general order, and it would have effect with regard to, I guess, all federal agencies.
Now, is this the thing that's in our civil rights bill?
Yes, it is.
You mean that's the provision in our civil rights bill?
Well, it's in your civil rights bill, but you've got an executive order with regard to which the highway boys feel that they've got to enforce right now.
Yeah.
And that says the thing that's going to really cause an explosion as far as Louisiana is concerned is this provision where the federal agency is undertaken to require that the state agency be the policeman. In other words, as far as our highway director down there and the governor are concerned, this would require them to be another Bobby Kennedy.
You mean only one's enough?
well, from that point of view, they don't want that burden, and you can't take it. And
well, now wait a minute. I'm going to get this fellow in here who's working on that. Wait just a second. Now, what would they like to do?
Well, their position is this: they've got in their contract on the federal highway right now. They've got this stipulation that the fifth contractor shall not discriminate.
Yeah.
And the his subcontractor shall not discriminate.
Yeah.
And there's not much cause to worry about this anyway on their part, because these workers on the highway are 80% covered anyhow.
That's right.
And so it is...
Well, that's why I want to find out a little more about what their plans are around here. Wait just a second, then I'll get you some word on this. Getting the order, Russell. But tell me what they would like to do.
Now, here's the problem.
Wait just a second. Okay, now I got some background on it. Now, Russell, I'm here. They tell me that the provision which we've got in is that the Bureau of Public Roads has had an anti-discrimination provision in for 4 or 5 years before we came in here.
That's right.
So what is it they're worrying about?
Well, the change that this thing proposes to make, it expands upon the discrimination part, and they aren't concerned about that.
Right.
The change that they're concerned about is... That your change would undertake. I mean, you've got several changes, but the one that upsets them is that you would undertake to make them be the Sherlock Holmes and make them be the
state shell.
The attorney general. Make them be the fair opportunity boy.
Yeah.
And that from their point of view, that's something they can't do. They're just going to have to say no. We just can't. If that's how it's got to be, even with $100 million, you just got to say no.
Yeah.
And now, their position is this. They don't care to make a lot of noise about it, but they feel that what you ought to do, if you want to do that, you enforce it. Now, whoever undertakes to do that, it's going to be mighty unpopular, but you've assumed that burden anyhow.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And so, but as far as they're concerned, they can't sign that, and they can't enforce that. In other words, you've got to enforce it.
Well, now, are they discriminating now?
No, there hadn't been a complaint filed.
Yeah. I understand.
There hadn't been, and probably won't be. But the point is that if they're to be told that they've got to go and
accept that, I understand. Okay.
And spread down violations of one thing or another.
Yeah, they don't want to be in that position.
They can't do it. Now, frankly, as far as this present impaired is concerned, in Louisiana tomorrow, this fellow's got to advertise his letting.
Yeah.
And if he's got, and he can't advertise these lettings because a federal fellow down there said he's got to sign this thing that he's going to be the Sherlock Holmes and the Attorney General of the United States.
All right, let me go into it and then I'll be back to you.
The point being, Mr. President, that...
I understand. They don't want to get... I understand. Let me go into it and then I'll be back to you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.